Italy's Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi has faced many scandals, but none quite like this. He's facing allegations of involvement with an underage Moroccan pole dancer. He's besieged as never before, and a former political ally is demanding that Berlusconi resign. NPR's Silvia Poggioli has this report from Rome. In Italia 640.
If Berlusconi were to choose a theme song, there's nothing better than Leporello's aria from Mozart's Don Giovanni, in which he lists his master's female conquests. Berlusconi has politically survived numerous sex scandals in the past, but the latest is having devastating effects. It involves a Moroccan runaway teenager who calls herself Ruby Heartthrob. She was arrested in May on charges of theft, but Berlusconi intervened by calling Milan police headquarters and asking for her release because he had been told she was the niece of Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak. The teenager later gave prosecutors detailed accounts of parties she attended at Berlusconi's villa. Three people in the Berlusconi entourage are reportedly under investigation for aiding and abetting prostitution. Berlusconi did not deny the phone calls made on Ruby's behalf and proudly defended his racy lifestyle.
Da sempre io.
I work hard all day long, so if I get a chance to see a beautiful woman, I say it's better to have a passion for beautiful women than being gay.
The comment sparked condemnation by opposition politicians and gay rights activists and widened the chorus of demands that Berlusconi step down. Even Catholic Church officials who had always supported Berlusconi began to blame him for what they call a miserable and desolate political climate. Berlusconi then shifted gears, suggesting the whole affair could be part of a mafia vendetta. That claim was just what Oscar-winning comedian Roberto Benigni was waiting for. On national TV this week, with an audience of millions, Benigni sympathized with the prime minister's plight.
La mafia!
The mafia has changed its M.O. They don't kill anymore. What they do is slip a couple of underage women into your bed. You realize you could come back home and find three call girls in your bedroom? You disgusting mafiosi, you beast, how dare you? Berlusconi's travails come at a very delicate time for the country's economy. Industrial production has plummeted, unemployment is rising, the country's debt mountain is one of the world's highest and continues to rise. There are virtually no foreign investments, and even the automaker Fiat is threatening to shut down all its Italian plants. Emma Marcegaglia, president of the Italian Industrialists Association and longtime staunch Berlusconi supporter, lambasted the prime minister, saying the country has lost its way.
We must restore a sense of dignity and respect for our institutions. Otherwise, Italy will not come out of its paralysis.
And now Berlusconi is facing the most serious challenge of his political career. After months of infighting, his former ally and co-founder of his political party, Gianfranco Fini, threw down the gauntlet.
The time has come for Prime Minister Berlusconi to show political courage and hand in his resignation.
But Berlusconi made it clear he has no intention of withdrawing from the political arena. Yet commentators believe this is the end game of his government. Most say it's a question of months, if not weeks. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
This is NPR News.